new show for y'all.
But before we start, so remember you can support the twins at officialhorsetwins.com. Anything you buy, you automatically enter to win our new sweepstakes, which is gas-free for a year.
Yeah. We got some comedy shows coming up.
We coming to Houston, Texas.
Man, that's not until December.
So I'm still going to tell them.
Hobart, Indiana. That's right outside Chicago. That's this weekend. We got Columbus, Ohio. That we added a second show there. Then we got Denver. Got Louisville, Kentucky. Hazard.
Don't forget about Houston.
Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, Orlando. We added a third show in Orlando.
Don't forget to tell them about Houston, Texas.
Pittsburgh, Virginia Beach. I had a third show in Virginia Beach on the Monday, too.
Tell them Houston.
Houston, Texas, too. Go to HawksTwinsTour.com for tickets. All right, indoctrination. We all know leftists are horrible parents.
Yeah.
They don't tell you how to think. They tell you what to think.
Yeah. Big difference.
They don't want you to think. They want you to think a certain way.
I think the way I said it was way better. You just butchered it. Totally messed it up. Right.
They don't tell you to think. They tell you how to think.
And what to think.
No, man. They tell you, fuck it. Anyway, this video is circulating. It's going viral. Because
Mom of the Year Award.
She's actually got an Instagram.
Don't give out her Instagram. You know our fans is a bunch of homophobic insurrectionists. They're going to go over there and terrorize them.
No, they not. I'll just say this.
What? I was being facetious.
Okay.
You can't tell when I'm joking?
Yeah, I can tell.
My fan is a bunch of God-loving Christians over here. We love the Constitution. We believe in freedom over here. Right. We don't believe in terrorizing.
She calls herself badass mother feminist.
You should change it to horrible mom. And just drop the feminist, because you ain't no feminist. If you was a true feminist, you would be speaking up about these men competing against women. But you're not.
Yeah, you are propagandist. You are leftist.
Yeah.
But every feminist...
And I would even take it a step further, Keith.
What?
I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to take it a step further. She's a scumbag.
Every feminist I've ever ran into in my life, all of them
are full of shit.
Oh, batshit crazy.
Yeah. How can you be a feminist and you gonna sit back and watch an MMA fighter, a male,
fight a biological female and pop her damn eyeballs off? Yeah, beat that bitch's ass. Show them what a real woman's like.
Y'all don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. That's why I don't have no respect for the modern day feminist. Because you're not.
Yeah. You're a batshit crazy lunatic.
I take it a step further.
The feminists today,
scumbags,
are Charles Manson supporters.
Jeez, that's a step.
Took it too far with that one.
You took it way too far. Take a step back.
They Ted Bundy supporters.
Man, you crazy as hell for saying that. Ted Bundy supporters?
Hell yeah.
No, man, they're just scumbags, that's all.
Let me show you this video. These two kids. I think these kids are maybe 8 to 10 years old.
Yeah, the
they
kid
might
with
even be younger.
Yeah, the kid on the left with the green eye, he's suspect.
What?
He's suspect.
Hey, Kevin, shut up. He's a little kid.
I know. I think he might be, you know, which ain't nothing wrong with that. I remember my boy, he was 11 years old, and he brought this little black kid home, right? And I was in the other room, and they was in the living room playing. And that little boy started talking. I said, man, who is that girl my boy's playing with?
My wife said, it's not a girl.
I went in there, and that boy was gay as a $3 bill, man. And I already knew he was gay. That kid don't know it yet, but he's gay. That kid was, man.
Yeah.
I said.
You told me about that.
He came over the house all the time, man. I could not believe how feminine that kid was. That kid was the epitome of femininity. Wasn't nothing masculine about that boy. That boy was gay.
You're born like that.
Yeah, majority of people are born, some people choose to be like that. Yeah. Depends on what type of gay you are. You know, some people are born that way, they're wired that way.
Yeah.
Some people just freak it. They don't even call themselves gay.
Yeah, they just call them trying to bust nuts.
Yeah, all they care about is busting them nuts. They don't care.
Hey, check out this video.
White people that aren't like serial killers like Ted Bundy.
Does your mom say you have to be LGBT?
No,
I can choose what I want to be, but
Keep trying to shut him up.
Go ahead, Lex. Go ahead. Keep talking. Say what you're saying.
My mom doesn't matter if I'm up, if I am gay or lesbian or any of that. She doesn't care. All she cares about is that I'm a part of it. And if I'm not a part of it, she'll try to convince me to join it. Because I...
What? Are you saying right now?
Facts.
That I would convince you to join what?
The LGBTQIA plus community.
You see his older brother?
His brother's like...
He tried to shut him. Shut up. And I can tell that these, in my humble opinion, yeah. I don't think there's a dad involved here.
Yeah.
I mean, just that kid's mannerisms, he did like that. You get that from your mama.
I know that he's, because there's no man in his life. And
yeah.
And I'm pretty sure there's another father in the picture because that kid's head is green.
Yeah, my kid ain't walking.
Ain't no self-respecting man going to let his little boy walk around with green hair. I mean, my little boy was looking on his iPad. Hey, Dad, I want to color my hair like this. And my son brought me the image of a black homosexual. That's why you got to watch what your kids watch on your iPads, man. My kid wanted to color his hair purple, and he wanted to start wearing makeup and mascara and all this shit. Yeah. He was only, what, 8, 9 when he brought me that?
Yeah.
Can I finish what I'm saying? This is a two-man show over here. Can I finish what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
You know what I did? I blocked that homosexual. My son don't need to be looking at that. If my son's going to be homosexual, it's going to be his decision.
He's not going to be groomed.
And you ain't grooming my little boy. If my son wants to suck a tip when he gets older, that's going to be his decision.
Got to do some talking. Hey, let me do some talking.
We'll talk. Yeah, you damn right I blocked that homosexual.
Yeah.
I blocked his ass.
Hey, so these kids, 8 to 10, they might even be younger.
Yeah.
Because the way that one kid is talking.
Yeah.
And his mother, I mean, why is you talking with your kids? He can say LGBTQIA. He said all of it.
Yeah, he said it perfectly, too. Like, most adults can't say it. And when he was talking, did you see the mother in the background? It's just like she her lips are moving because she's like trying to manipulate him. What he's trying to say right now?
Yeah. What did the kid say at the very end? Show the video again. Watch.
I don't know how the hell they start off the conversation talking about a serial killer, Ted Bundy. Then you go into LGBTQ.
Well, you know, white leftists, they're ashamed to be white, and they all evil things white people do. They like to point it out to show their white guilt for being white. That's why. But anyway, show the damn chaps again.
Hey, do you want to show it this time with no sound?
Why?
Well, that's right. Yeah, you can show it with sound.
The fuck am I show it no sound for?
Yeah, we're going to just do some commentary over the mannerisms. His big brother didn't want him to say anything. He wanted him to shut up when he did this.
Hey, man.
When he did that? Hey, we look at it again.
White people that aren't like serial killers like Ted Bundy.
Does your mom say you have to be LGBT? No. I can choose what I want to be, but
see? Yeah, I see.
Go ahead, Lex. Go ahead. Keep talking. Say what you're saying.
My mom doesn't matter if I'm up, if I am gay or lesbian or any of that. She doesn't care. All she cares about is that I'm a part of it. And if I'm not a part of it, she'll try to convince me to join it. Because I...
See what he's saying?
What? Yeah. Are you saying right now?
Facts.
That I would convince you to join what?
The LGBTQIA plus community.
Yeah, that kid, man, he even came across one of Ben Shapiro's videos. He said, facts, bitch. And that kid, he told him to shut up. That's why he shut up. His mom said, go ahead and keep talking.
Yeah.
That older kid, he's been... indoctrinated. The kid with the green hair, he's being indoctrinated.
Well, I've checked out this lady's TikTok. She puts up like Black Lives Matter, and she was talking. She posts stuff about reproductive rights and abortion. Like, she is far left.
Yeah, reproductive rights. Ain't nobody saying
and
you
I
can't
see
have
the videos.
Shut up, I'm saying something.
And I see the videos. There's no dude in nothing.
Okay, can I do some talking? She got doing a video. You know how they like to say, hey, we want reproductive rights. Ain't nobody saying y'all can't have no damn kids. We just say you can't kill them, you dumb bitch. And you know what? Did you see at the beginning of that video when it was talking about Ted Bundy? She was sensationalizing white evilness.
Yeah,
and then they went into. That's why they came up. And you don't want to be like Ted Bundy. You don't want to be a serial killer. You want to be a part of the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
That's why they started off that conversation with Ted Bundy.
But this is not you shouldn't even be having this conversation with kids at this age. the conversation I had with my kids, I said, be tolerant of everybody. Be nice to everybody, regardless of their skin color, how gay they are, they straight, I don't care. Yeah. Treat everybody with respect. That's, I leave it at that.
Yeah.
You got your kid.
Yeah. You're telling them how to think.
You're like indoctrinating your kids.
My kids, I don't teach them to be, I don't teach them about anything. If they got questions, like they come across two men kissing, oh, how do you find this? Oh, don't do that. That's wrong. No, I'm just kidding. I said, no, son, they're gay. They're homosexuals.
Yeah.
See me? Your daddy? Yeah, look at me. I'm your daddy.
I'm straight.
I'm not gay.
Yeah.
See what I be doing with your mama, don't you? That's what you going to be doing, boy.
And then when I was.
Make me proud, boy.
Hey, shut up, man. And you know, when me and Keith was younger, we saw this gay man. I didn't know what he was. He was just walking like a woman. I was like, mama, what's wrong with that man? Oh, that man's a homosexual, son. I said, why people
But mama didn't put it like that. She said the actual F word.
Mama didn't call him over. Mama said, no, son, that's a...
How old were we? We was about what? 9? 10?
About 12.
No, we was
young
enough.
No, we was young, man.
Yeah,
mama said, that's a...
Yeah. Yeah, mama...
I said, what's that, mama? Oh, he likes other men. What is that, mama? Yeah.
And I mean,
first
I don't.
Thing she said after that, and God doesn't believe in that.
Yeah,
my mama was a big time Christian. Yeah. I mean, she had Bible study with us. She used to show us all these pictures. It was a damn dude with a. I ain't going to even get into that.
No, it was a woman with a mushroom tip.
Yeah, hanging.
Yeah.
She said, see, all this in hell, this is what's in hell. It was a bunch of she-males in there. I was like, what the hell is this shit?
You could kind of say my mama was indoctrinating us into Christianity.
No, she was just, I mean.
That's indoctrination, man. Same way.
Oh.
But me and you are different. We're Christians, but we don't push out beliefs. We just say be tolerant of everybody. It's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, I guess it
is. We don't call them.
Guess it is indoctrination because my mom's Christian.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. She's teaching me.
Right.
And that's why this woman's teaching this garbage to her kids, because she's far left.
Yeah.
I mean,
either way you look at it, depending on what your ideologies are, you indoctrinating your kids, but you shouldn't force your beliefs, your religion on
Well,
your
the
kids.
Main reason why a majority of the population is straight is because you teach that way. Gay is a stigma. Oh, yeah. Don't do that. That's gay. That's why. This is why gay people's adopting kids, because all their kids always turn out, majority of them are gay as hell.
Yeah.
How the hell does that work? Because they've been...
Same way, majority of us are straight. I mean,
I said that.
Yeah. I just reiterated.
No, you're stealing my thunder, is what you're
doing.
I ain't
stealing shit over here. I'm just reiterating your opinions. That's why they want. Fuck it.
That was a damn good show. Hey, everyone, support this patriot.
He's a damn good man. Yeah. Well, I can't say damn. Christian. Sorry, Mike. Don't let cancel culture win.
Yeah, he has lost so much due to the left. Go to MyPillow.com.
Yeah, and use promo code HARSHTWINS when checking out.
Yeah, and get up to 66% off. But always, when possible, support businesses owned by freedom-loving patriots. That's why there's no Disney or Netflix for us.
Yeah.